This is a Civitas Capital update. One of the tools economic recruiters use to sell North Carolina is it is business friendly. But for business leaders, the unemployment system taints that claim. In 2010, over 7,600 people left their jobs due to a disability or health reason. Those people were paid a total of over $35 million in unemployment benefits that year. That same year, almost 500 workers received benefits because their hours had been cut back. Those claims count against an employer when the federal government calculates the unemployment tax rate. Because of increased claims and the debt to the federal government, thousands of companies saw their unemployment tax rate rise this year. Business leaders also complain the Division of Employment Security has become more of a funnel for entitlements than a job service. Division records show in 1 month, for example, out of over 665,000 new job seekers, less than 40,000 were actually referred to jobs. To date, the only recommendations for a solution are to have more people pay the tax, raise the rate, or both. That's a Civitas Capital update. I'm Matt Willoughby.